ततोरनुमिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तिहे। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते शरणा। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। मई ऑबिशियंस इन द लॉर्डशिप ऑफ माई गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट हूँ विष्णु पास इसमें भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सर्वोच्च महाराज।
And it's my Raja Prezis with reverences as to Master Spiritual Teacher and Spiritual Pastor Yan Teacher of Maya.
And also my humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj.
It's my Raja Prezis as to Siksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj.
I am not qualified, but yet he dragged me here and all Western countries.
Well, as if you cannot qualificado, my Prabhupada throws every disposal for our spices occidental.
He has made platform.
Prabhupada established a platform.
And he called and gave me inspiration to come.
Ele chamou ele e deu inspiração para vir.
So in the our morning class, I told that we should fix our goal of our bhakti, love and affection, exercise of bhakti, and also the goal of our life.
Então, hoje de manhã, Maharaj explicou que devemos fixar a nossa meta de bhakti e a meta da nossa vida.
If you have no goal, then no way.
Se vocês não têm meta, não têm por onde começar seu caminho.
So, if we have fixed our goal of our life, then we will search the way how to achieve.
Então, se estabelecemos a meta da nossa vida, vamos procurar o caminho para chegar.
That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan Goswami, Arup Goswami, or all the devotees, first sambandha gyan.
Por isso, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explicou a Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami e seus seguidores, primeiro estabelecem Sambandha Gyan.
This Sambandha Gyan means, what is our goal of our life?
Esse Sambandha Gyan significa, qual é a meta da minha vida?
And then it comes afterward, how we can achieve.
E depois, como alcançar essa meta?
So in the morning class, I have told something outline of this.
Então na aula de manhã ele deu uma descrição geral disso.
I think that Shyamrani, so it is the essence of what I told you in the morning.
So the Gurudev explained that once we know the goal, suppose we want to go to Vrindavan in India, and we know the goal, but I don't have any money, so I'll figure out some way to get there.
Então devemos primeiro entender a meta, que a meta é chegar a Vrindavan na Índia. Então vou depois pensar como que devo fazer para chegar.
I have nothing but my desire because I have no money.
E nesse ponto só tenho meu desejo porque eu não tenho dinheiro para chegar lá.
Because I know my goal is Vrindavan, I'll seek out a person who's been to Vrindavan. Who can tell me how to get there?
Porque eu sei que minha meta é chegar a Vrindavan na Índia, então vou procurar uma pessoa que já foi lá e ela vai me explicar como fazer.
Don't tell me somehow I have to get to the airport, then I have to take a plane to Delhi, then I have to take a train or a car to Vrindavan.
Então ele vai me explicar que primeiro tem que juntar dinheiro, comprar a passagem até Delhi, de Delhi pegar trem até Mathura e para chegar lá.
But I have only my desire, so I'm prepared to walk there.
Mas agora não tenho dinheiro, só tenho meu desejo, então estou disposto a começar a andar a pé.
I'm prepared to walk all the way to
Vrindavan. Eu vou caminhar até Vrindavan se for necessário.
So I start walking towards the airport.
Então eu começo a caminhar em direção ao aeroporto.
And I meet a person in a car who's also going that way.
No caminho, uma pessoa de carro se para e faz contato.
It's so much power.
A misericórdia de Chaitanya Mahaprabhu são como grandes nuvens que pode dar muita água.
But shower of nectar.
Mas uma ducha de néctar.
The shower of Braja Bhakti.
A ducha de Raja
Bhakti. These are so powerful. When shower will come anywhere.
É tão poderosa que quando vem essa ducha,
all land will be filled of nectar of bhakti and wealth will be there.
Whole land.
Will covered with water and that nectar.
Então todas as terras vão ser inundadas com esse nectar.
And there will be so many waves.
E será tantas ondas.
Everywhere it will be love and affection.
Em toda parte vai ser amor e afeição.
So we pray that cloud of mercy of Mahaprabhu.
Então, estamos orando, pedindo para as nuvens de misericórdia de Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
If some barren lands are very far away from that cloud where rain is coming.
Se tem terra árida que está longe de onde está juntando as nuvens e a chuva.
In that barren land, also make so much heat.
Nessa terra árida é tão quente.
All the grasses and creepers have burned away.
Todas as plantas já se queimaram.
All the trees are going to be dry.
Todas as árvores estão se ressecando.
But if, what to say of clouds, even some air from that land will come.
Mas sim. Que só pouco de ar, que dizer uma nuvem dessa chuva vem nessa direção.
By this cold air, smooth air, cool breeze, all the grasses were going to dry. Again they will sprout.
Só por essa a brisa fresca que vem de lá, começou isso, reanima as plantas que estavam ressecando e morrendo.
A new life will come in creepers and trees also.
Uma nova vida vai vir em todas as plantinhas e as árvores.
So, we pray the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very powerful.
Então rezamos para a misericórdia de Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to this world about 500 years ago or before.
Sabemos que Chaitanya Mahaprabhu veio neste mundo há um pouco mais de 500 anos atrás.
At that time, all clouds were covering so much.
Naquela época tinha tanta chuva de misericórdia.
In Navadvip, there were a very big flood there of prema and love.
In Navadvip, tinha flores, flood, inundação de amor.
And that flood, touched South India like Puri. And also it touched to Kashi Varanasi.
Essa inundação foi de Navadvip, foi para Puri, foi para o sul da Índia, chegou até Kashi.
Even Mayavadi Sannyasi says, drowning in that flood.
Mesmo Sannyasi Mayavadi também foram levados nessa inundação.
But far away now, it's still some cool breeze is coming, means Rup Sanatan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, are like cool breeze.
Agora estamos longe, mas estamos vindo uma brisa, um vento refrescante através de Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Prabhupada, all are like cool breeze coming from them.
And so Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarupati Prabhupada, eles estão levando essa brisa refrescante.
Where there is no seeds, they are planting seeds.
E onde não tem nem semente, eles estão plantando semente.
Where seeds are drying, they are now sprouting.
E onde as sementes tinham ressecando, agora estão germinando.
Where trees and creepers were lifeless, now again life came in them.
Onde as plantinhas e as árvores estavam ressecando, novamente vida volta.
Now they are going to give fruits, flowers and fruits.
E agora vão dar flores e frutas.
Oh, this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Clouseless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Essa é a misericórdia de Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, uma misericórdia sem causa.
Only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired me also to come to all places.
E essa misericórdia de Chaitanya Mahaprabhu está inspirando Maharaj a vir em todos esses lugares do mundo.
You should try to touch that cool air.
Vocês devem tentar pegar esse ar refrescante.
Now I'm coming to my subject. That first we should know our object.
Agora vamos começar o tema da classe. Primeiro, devemos estabelecer a meta.
But who is the object? And whose goal, who is going to make his goal our object?
What is the object and who is going to make
yes.
that object?
And who is going to make that object?
To define that
object. E qual é a meta e quem é que vai definir qual é esse objetivo?
But who is going to make that object or fix what is our life of goal? Who is that person?
And who is essa pessoa que vai estabelecer para nós essa meta?
We general person.
Nós, as pessoas gerais.
So first we should know that who am I.
Primeiro a gente tem que saber quem sou eu.
And then, who is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead? And what is the relation between these? This is called Sambandha Gyan.
Quem é Deus, a suprema personalidade de Deus, e qual é meu relacionamento com Ele? Isso se chama Sambandha Gyan.
So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Varanasi, Kashi, and he met with Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami first asked this question, who am I?
Então, quando Sanatana Goswami se encontrou com Chaitanya Mahaprabhu em Varanasi, a primeira pergunta que ele fez é, quem sou eu?
So here, Mahaprabhu is answering his question and he is telling to Sanatana Goswami.
Então, aqui Chaitanya Mahaprabhu está respondendo a essa pergunta e dizendo.
Come to Chaitanya Chaitamrita, 22nd chapter 7th. Avyajnan Tattva Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. Swarup Shakti Rupetar Hoy Avasthan.
Krishna is the non-dual absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead. Although he is one, he maintains different personal expansions and energies for his pastime.
Can you?
Krishna é a suprema verdade absoluta não dual, a suprema personalidade de Deus. Mesmo que seja um, ele mantém diferentes expansões pessoais e energias para fazer seus passatempos.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his speaker.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ele está falando.
Krishna Das Kaviraj has quoted it.
Krishna Das Kaviraj citou isso.
Quoted it. And Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj is giving an explanation or meaning.
Srila Prabhupada está dando a explicação ou significado.
And I am explaining what Swami is telling.
E Maharaj está explicando o que Swami está dizendo.
Advaita Gyan Tattva Krishna, what he has written, you have told? Again, you should tell.
Krishna é a verdade absoluta não dual, a suprema personalidade de Deus. Mesmo que ele seja um, ele mantém diferentes expansões pessoais.
Here, Advaita Gyan, there is the word.
Aqui é Advaita Gyan.
A means no. No, not. But there are two. But inclusive in one. There are so many things in this world. But root is Krishna. Krishna is there one. But so many manifestations, so many powers, so many worlds, so many jivas, souls, mukta, liberated ji, soul, and baddha ji, conditional soul, so many these external worlds also, internal worlds also, and all make one Advaita Gyan Krishna.
Então tem muitas diferentes expansões, energias, mas que se resumem nesse único Krishna.
Only Krishna is Svatantra, Swayam,
independent
Tattva.
Só Krishna é uma verdade independente.
And all are dependent.
E todos são dependentes dele.
All the manifestations are not independent.
Todas as manifestações não são independentes.
They depend on Krishna.
Eles dependem de Krishna.
All the powers not dependent. They depend on Krishna.
todas as energias dependem de Krishna.
All the powers, they do anything by the wish of Krishna.
Todas as manifestações atuam segundo o desejo de Krishna.
All the souls has come from Krishna.
Todas as almas vêm de Krishna.
They are not dependent.
Independent.
When Krishna has all powers in him and a part comes, then it is called svansa.
When Krishna is adorned with all of his potencies, when he expands himself, that time is called svansa.
And so when Krishna se expande, aí nesse momento essa expansão se chama svansa.
Like Ram, Balaram, Nisinga, all 24 manifestations are swans.
Então, como Nisinga, como Balaram, todos são expansões.
By Tattva, they are all like Krishna.
Todos os 24, eles são como Krishna.
And when Krishna is have only one power, that is Tatastha Shakti.
If Kuna Krishna so saying Uma in Adir, it's Shama Tatastha Shakti.
And then a part comes, or parts come, and they are called Vibhinansa souls.
As Vibhinansa, as honors,
they are part and parcel.
Some parts.
Here, se vibhinansa jiva duita prakar et nitya mukta ar ek nitya sansar. Nitya mukta nitya Krishna charane unmuk Krishna parishad nam bhunja sevasuk.
The living entities, jivas, are divided into two categories. Some are eternally liberated and others are eternally conditioned. Those who are eternally liberated are always awake to Krishna consciousness and they render transcendental loving service at the feet of Lord Krishna. They are to be considered eternal associates of Krishna and they are eternally enjoying the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna.
As jivas são divididas em duas categorias.
Those who are nitya mukta. What word?
Eternally liberated.
Eternally liberated. They never know this world, this external world. They are called Krishna Parishad, eternal association of Krishna. Associate of Krishna.
Aqueles que são eternamente liberados nunca vieram nesse mundo material e se chamam Krishna Parishad ou os associados se chamam.
There is no illusory Maya.
Não tem Maya ilusória.
That is Mahamaya.
That is Mahamaya.
Isso se chama Mahamaya.
So, any soul serving Krishna, they cannot forget for a moment of Krishna.
Então essa alma servindo Krishna, nem por instante podem se esquecer de Krishna.
They can come sometimes by the order of Krishna to help these conditional souls.
Eles podem vir por ordem de Krishna às vezes nesse mundo para ajudar as almas condicionadas.
But another, those who are conditioned souls, they have been told nitya baddha means
eternally conditioned.
E tem outras almas que se chamam Nitya Bada, que são eternamente condicionadas.
Oh, you should know this many very strongly. Nitya Baddha means they have not served any time, any day, for a moment to Krishna, and they were not in Golok Vrindavan.
Nitya Baddha significa que nunca, nem por instante, se ouviram Krishna no passado, nunca estiveram.
So some are telling that all these souls have come from Golok Vrindavan, they were serving, this is false. No basis. That is why. This is not logic. It cannot be proved by logic any.
Isso não pode ser comprovado com lógica.
Jagatva nanivartante tadham dharma mama. That is, anyone who is serving Krishna and after so much doing of bhakti and they have crossed this Mahamaya and they are serving now in Golok Vrindavan to Krishna, they will never fall down.
Krishna diz no Bhagavad Gita que os divas que atingiram o reino de Krishna nunca mais voltam para este mundo.
So we have not come from Golok Vrindavan. But there is something in our swarup, in our
constitution
to serve Krishna, there is something.
Mas tem algo na nossa vida, constitucionalmente nosso.
Because they are part and parcel of Krishna.
Porque somos parte e parcela de Krishna.
But they have never chance to serve Krishna in Golok Vrindavan.
Mas nunca ainda tiveram chance de servir Krishna em Golok Vrindavan.
That is why it has been said, told, Nitya Baddha Krishna Haite Nitya Bahirmukh Nitya Sansar Bhunje Narakadi Dukkha. Well,
apart from the ever-liberated devotees, there are the conditioned souls who always turn away from the service of the Lord. They are perpetually conditioned in this material world and are subjective to the material tribulations brought about by different bodily forms in hellish conditions.
E por isso foi falado este verso. A parte dos devotos eternamente liberados têm almas condicionadas que sempre se afastam do serviço do Senhor. Eles são perpetuamente condicionados nesse mundo material e são sujeitos às tribulações materiais que vêm de diferentes formas corpóreas em condições infernais.
Ei doce maya pisati danda tare kore adhyatmika aditap tray tare jari mare.
Due to his being opposed to Krishna consciousness, the conditioned soul is punished by the wish of the external energy maya. He is thus ready to suffer the threefold miseries brought about by the body and mind, the inimical behavior of other living entities, and natural disturbances
काम क्रोध दास भैया तारलाती खाए भ्रमिते भ्रमिते यदि साधु बद्य पाए तार उपदेश मंत्रे पिशाची पलाए कृष्ण भक्ति पाए तबे कृष्ण निकट जाए.
In this way, the conditioned soul becomes the servant of lusty desires, and when these are not fulfilled, he becomes a servant of anger and continues to be kicked by the external energy Maya. Wandering and wandering throughout the universe, he may by chance get the association of a devotee physician, Sadhu Vaidya, the devotee physician, whose instructions and his mantra, they make the witch of the external energy flee from there. The conditioned soul thus gets in.
Here, you should carefully know. कोनो भाग्य कोनो जीवे श्रद्धा यदि है बाय एनी फॉर्चून इफ ए जीव हैज श्रद्धा ऑनर for Krishna. Then he associates with any very qualified devotee.
And those people, boa fortuna, uma entidade viva, desenvolve fé em Krishna, honra para Krishna. Então ele começa a se associar com devotos elevados do Senhor.
So, in Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has told. Adau sabda tata sadhu sang atho anatsan vitti syat tato nishtha syat tata asa sakti tato bhava tato prema bhidanchati sadhakanam ayam premram pradurbhave bhamit krama.
In the beginning, there must be faith. Then one becomes interested in.
So first, you should know what is Shraddha in the beginning. Anywhere else in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told that Shraddha Sadde Vishwas Kahe Sudridha Nishchaye Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritaha. That if anyone has so much honor for Shastra, so much honor for the words in his Gurudev,
que alguém tem muita respeito e honra para Shastra, as escrituras, para seu Guru.
And also in the words of faith, in the words of devotees. But devotees should be pure devotees. That I should serve
Krishna.
And I cannot give up chanting name, hearing Hari Katha from bona fide Vaishnava. Like Haridas Thakur and like Prahlad Maharaj. His father, Prahlad Maharaj's father, gave so many problems for Prahlad Maharaj. He told that you cannot go to devotees, you cannot associate with devotees, you cannot chant Krishna name, you cannot hear Hari Katha, pastimes of Krishna. But Prahlad Maharaj was so strong. He never quarreled with his father. But he never obeyed his father. His father became angry and he poisoned him. He put on fire. He threw him out in the sea, wonderless ocean. He thrown out from high mountains. He elephants.
Yes.
Even he was put in fire. But he never stopped his chanting and remembering and hearing Hari Katha. In the end, his father was killed by Nrisimhadev. Also, Haridas Thakur was not permitted by Chandkaji or ruler of that Mohammedan Muslim ruler. They told that you are Muslim and you cannot chant Krishna name.
Também Haridas Thakur foi impedido pelo dirigente muçulmano, Shankarji. Você muçulmano não pode cantar os nomes hindus.
But he was so strong that he told that if anyone cut me into so many pieces.
Mas era tão determinado que respondeu que mesmo que você me corta em pedacinhos,
I can never stop my chanting of Krishna name.
Nunca poderei parar o meu cantar o nome de Krishna.
So, this Shraddha is like this.
Então, este é Shraddha, essa fé.
So strong it should be.
Essa fé deve ser tão firme e poderosa.
This desire to serve Krishna is the seed of bhakti kripa. How this seed is received? How we can attain this very strong seed of bhakti kripa?
Como podemos receber essa semente forte?
By two ways.
Of duas maneiras.
One, if you have done something for Krishna Bhakti in your past life, you have met any pure devotee, you have given some water, you have served in any way, you have given some cloth, you have helped him in any way, or you have given some oil for light in temple.
And so, uma maneira, se em vida passada você entrou em contato com devoto puro, você já viu ele de alguma maneira, deu água para ele, deu uma roupa para ele, ou serviu de qualquer maneira, mesmo dando pouco de ghee para a lâmpada no templo.
Then that impression will come.
So, essa impressão vai ser.
And next birth, it may be that some high class of devotee will meet you.
Então, no próximo nascimento, talvez puro devoto encontra e cruza seu caminho.
Like once, there were two birds, wife and husband. They were sitting on the branch of a tree. A hunter came at once there. There were also a temple nearby. The hunter shot one of the birds. The arrow went straight in his heart. He fell down on the ground. He was senseless. And being senseless, doing chakras, restless, he was moving around the temple. And thus, surrounding temple, he left his life. Oh, now, knowing or unknowingly, he parikrama of temple. And this made a sanskar, that impression. He took birth in a very good family. His father and mother were like devotees. From beginning of his birth, he was hearing pastimes of Krishna, taking Mahaprasadam daily. Sometimes he used to go to temple with his father, mother. And thus impression came. Now he has some taste in hearing.
Agora ele tem gosto para ouvir.
Also he has taste in chanting.
Ele tem gosto em cantar.
And then he wants to know, I want a real guru.
E aí vem nasce nele, oh, eu quero verdadeiro guru.
He asks from his father and mother and other devotees, oh, I want a real guru. Can you help me? Then his father, mother, or other devotee may tell that, oh, I know a special guru who is so much qualified.
And those pais, os amigos dizem, oh, eu conheço um guru muito especial, ele é muito qualificado.
He can take all your doubts.
Ele pode tirar todas as suas dúvidas.
And he will help you too much.
Ele vai te ajudar tanto.
He knows all the shastra.
Ele conhece todas as escrituras.
And always chanting and remembering. He is not attached to worldly things. No lusty. No lust. And he has no self gain. I know him personally. Oh, for several years. So you can take shelter. And then that very fortunate soul comes to Guru through his path pradarshak Guru, way swear Guru.
E então essa alma muito afortunada chega a seu Guru verdadeiro pela diretrice
in the same time.
Mas ao mesmo tempo,
Krishna, who is in our heart,
Krishna, que está situado no coração,
he gives inspiration,
ele dá inspiração
that if you want to make guru, you should go to that person.
Ele dá inspiração, você quer guru, vai lá.
He gives intelligence. As he has told in Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tang Jain Mamupayantite. That, but those
constantly serve me, I give them the intelligence.
Yes.
Those
who are constantly serving me, I give them intelligence, have to come to me. Aqueles que estão constantemente me
servindo, eu dou inteligência para eles chegar a mim.
Krishna diz,
eu sou
o Diksha
Guru,
o Diksha Guru. E Krishna diz, eu sou o Diksha
Guru,
o Diksha
Guru.
E o Bhagavad Gita diz,
eu
sou o
Diksha Guru.
So we should have belief in that Krishna. We should hear what our Chaitya Guru tells. Then we will not be cheated any. This is first thing. Adau Sakta Tata Sadhu Sang. Then Sadhu Sang, next time Sadhu Sang becomes. First association was primary.
The first association was primary.
And by that, he heard some glory of bhakti of Krishna, and he made his mind that I must make any guru.
And so he knew the glory of Krishna. He said, now you devo ser guru.
Now he has some taste in association because of his past impression.
Agora ele tem gosto. Das
new impression is also done.
Novas impressões também estão sendo feitas.
Now two impressions. first impression of past life and now new impression.
São duas impressões, impressões da vida prévia e agora as novas impressões que estão.
Now he has some intelligence to see whether he is real guru or not.
E agora tem a inteligência de ver se é verdadeiro guru ou não.
Then he goes to guru.
Aí se aproxima do guru.
Only to know. Tasmat gurum prapadde sasya jyasu uttamam sabde parecha nishnatam brahmanyu pasamashayam. What is meaning? Oh, you sitting? You have to translate this slow. Bona fide guru.
And so Sao Jiva aceita guru autêntico.
Who never falls.
E nem nunca cai.
Because he has some taste in Krishna.
Porque ele tem gosto.
And he has some realization.
E tem realização de Krishna.
So now serving that class of guru.
Então agora servindo tal guru.
With Vishambhena Guru Seva.
Intimidade.
Intimate, like friend.
Como amigo.
Serving Gurudev.
Servindo seu Gurudev.
Always engaged in his service.
Sempre ocupado, sempre.
Following his orders.
Seguindo as instruções dele.
Thus, he hears so many pastimes of Krishna.